More than 450 Oklahomans were released from prison last week after the largest single-day commutation on record, but now the hard work begins. State Impact's Quentin Chandler followed one of the people released as he tries to figure out how to live as a free person.
At 36 years old and after six stints in prison, Warren Rawls has decided prison is not fun anymore. A recent lockdown left him with especially sour memories.
You're handcuffed to the shower, unhandcuffed. Get handcuffed again, get back in your cell, take the handcuffs off, handcuffed.
Now he's one of a few hundred people set free in the nation's largest single-day commutation. 2 days after getting out of Cimarron Correctional Facility in Cushing, Rawls is standing on the porch of a sober living home in Oklahoma City, waiting to claim a bed.
It'll keep me sober because I'm a drug addict and it needs to hold me accountable for my actions.
Rawls has been sober for a year after struggling with meth addiction since he was 12.
I left home, and one of my best friends was a drug dealer. That's how we made money.
The addiction led Rawls in and out of prison for multiple drug crimes and theft. The last time he got in trouble, he was charged with trafficking meth. He agreed to plead guilty to a lesser charge.
And they sent me to prison for 20 years. They gave me a 20-year sentence, 10 years in, 10 years out.
But he didn't end up serving all of that time because of his sentence commutation, which was made possible by Oklahoma voters when they chose to make felony drug possession and certain felony property crimes misdemeanors. But people who were already in prison before the law changed weren't eligible to get out until the Oklahoma legislature decided to make the law retroactive earlier this year. The opportunity got Rawls out of prison early, but his release was just the first step.
Man, I've just been trying to get my life back, you know what I mean?
Rawls has 8 and 10-year-old sons. He wants to stay clean for them.
I haven't been in their life because I've been in prison, so I've got to be a dad to them.
That means Rawls has to collect and assemble all the pieces of a functioning adult's life right now. After nearly a week of cobbling together transportation, catching buses, and asking for rides, Rawls has a home, food stamp card, groceries, a few changes of clothes, a bus pass, and now he's looking for a job.
What was the last job that you had?
Building.
Rupert Landscaping.
So what was your job title?
I can't think of what it would be called. I mean, just general laborer.
Okay, general labor. You want to capitalize.
Rawls is sitting at a classroom computer working on his resume with staff at the Education and Employment Ministry, or TEAM. This is the first resume he's ever made. Rawls types slowly, one finger at a time. Now and then he pauses to get spelling help. Abby Otto supervises TEAM's reentry program, helping people leaving the Department of Corrections, or DOC, succeed in the real world. You just heard her helping Rawls with his resume.
It's important for those people to come out with their best foot forward and their true self forward so that when employers look at them, they don't see a prisoner, they don't see a DOC number, they see a person who's going to be a great employee and a great asset to their company.
Otto says if people like Rawls are going to avoid returning to prison, they need a supportive community. She says jobs are part of that.
And it doesn't just mean getting a paycheck, but it does mean getting your rhythm back.
In another first, Rawls is searching the website Indeed for jobs. He types heavy equipment operator in the search bar. Another TEAM employee is helping him.
Is there any way I can have just a list of jobs, like with addresses? I would rather do it in person, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get you a list of some employers who are like that, but the vast majority of employers who are hiring in modern, like today, don't operate like that.
At the end of the day, Rawls has a list of companies.
6 different companies that's doing what I do, so I've accomplished quite a bit.
Rawls is now out talking to those companies looking for a job. He's unique in that he reached out immediately for support. The staff at TEAM says they didn't see very many people after last Monday's release, but now that newly released prisoners have had a week to reconnect with their families, they're starting to reach out, which is key to staying out of prison. Over the last decade, between 20 and 26% of people released from Oklahoma prisons ended up back behind bars. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.